Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
No mercy. Welcome back to Undisputed. We're now joined by San Francisco tight end George Kittle, who's here on behalf of New Old Spice Dynasty, available at Target, helping give guys the confidence to smell ready for anything. George, it is great to have you with us today. Of course, we're going to talk about your 49ers. We will talk about the Super Bowl in a minute. But first, the big news from the NFC West this week, your rival, the Rams, acquiring Matt Stafford. How much will this help L.A.? Next year.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Really happy to be here. Matthew Stafford's a great quarterback. I think he played incredibly well his entire career at the Lions. The throws that he makes, he's a hell of a quarterback, and I think he's a hell of a leader. Just from my relationship with TJ Hockenson, who said he was awesome to have when he was in Detroit. And the Rams are obviously getting a great football player. I think it's going to definitely help them. I think I'm very confident in our defense and the players that we have to, go up against that and compete with it every single, twice a year. So, it's an interesting trade, but it is what it is. And I'm just looking forward to playing more football. Hmm.
So, George, Skip, I don't mean to put you on the spot right out of the chute, but obviously there has been rampant speculation that your team might be in the quarterback market. Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins. Realize how close you are with Jimmy Garoppolo, but... Do you feel like it's about time to fight Rams fire with fire and maybe think about upgrading at quarterback for your side?
Skip, I think that is all it is. It's speculation. The 49ers aren't in the playoffs this year. And so let's just talk about the most controversial thing, which for the last two or three years has been the quarterback position of the 49ers. And that's what everyone wants to talk about. I think Jimmy G's a hell of a quarterback. I love playing with him. I think he's a great leader on and off the field. He gets guys in the positions they need to be to win. And, whenever he's given the opportunity, I think he plays at a really high level, especially when he's not injured. Fighting fire with fire. I think my fire is Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead and Fred Warner. And I'm pretty confident in that.
You mentioned ability is availability. And for the large part, yep. George, he hasn't been available most of the time. You're playing with C.J. Beathard. You're playing with Nick Mullins. And if you're a top-notch quarterback, he needs to be on the field to give you guys the best chance to win and compete for those titles that you're looking for.
No, 100%. Same goes for all of our players. We had kind of an unreal amount of injuries this year from, I got hurt in the first game. We lost three guys, two to ACLs in the second game. Yeah, obviously availability is the best ability. And when Jimmy's on the field, we're winning football games. And when he's not, we're not winning football games. And so, I think that speaks to, his level of play. But yeah, you have to be healthy. And, I'm not going to hold it against a guy for, tearing an ACL and then a high ankle sprain where he got, a guy fell on him, but definitely, you got to be healthy. But when he is healthy, I'm very confident in all of his abilities. And I know that he's doing everything in his power to stay healthy, for us next year. Mm.
You and I both played for the Shanahans. I played for Mike, Kyle's dad. You played for Kyle Shanahan. Travis Kelce also plays in this offense. Darren Waller plays in this offense. Can you explain to the people at home what it's like for a tight end to play in the West Coast system and why the guys have such success in that system?
Oh, wow. It's the best offense. I love playing for the Shanahans and, I Mike's awesome too. Whenever he was able to come to the facility, 2019, being able to see him and talk to him about football, he's incredible. And I think you're lucky to have him as a head coach because everything he talks about is awesome. The tight end position in this offense, all the run plays, all the pass games, it all ties together. And, when you're doing well in the run game, the pass game's wide open for you because they kind of lose you. The safeties and the backers have to step up a little bit. So you find those open spots, you find those open spaces. And then it gives you a lot of room to run. The game that you broke, you had 214 yards in a game, you were just running wild all over the field. And, a lot of that's, concept. And But really just it puts guys in positions to succeed. So, you know, when you put a talented tight end in it, it just allows him to play at an incredibly high level. So it is, it's a very tight end friendly offense.
So George, through this Super Bowl week, we're hearing a lot of discussion about will Travis Kelce pass Gronk as the GOAT tight end? You're in that conversation. You're certainly in the debate. Compare and contrast you and Travis's games. What do you do better than him? What does he do better than you?
You know, Skip, I leave the compare and contrasting. I mean, that's what you guys do. I just go on the football field and I play. You know, at the end of the day, all I try to do is I try to put my best film on tape. You know, I try to go out there, play at the highest level because, you know, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. And if, you know, my colleagues around the NFL respect me and, you know, they like the way I play the game, you know, that's all that really matters for me. And I get that everyone wants to compare and contrast, but, you know, the comparison's kind of the thief of joy. And you know, I just enjoy, you know, going out there and playing football. And I love watching Travis Kelce play and, you know, the level he's playing at this year from, you know, breaking the all-time receiving single, the single season record to averaging like 100 yards a game the last like 10 weeks, it seems like, you know, he's just playing at an incredibly high level and an offense that's rolling right now. And it's really fun to see that. So like I said, I mean, you can compare and contrast. I think we're both just really good tight ends, both playing at a high level.
What do you see between Gronk? Gronk's a little older than you, but what do you see? I mean, between Gronk and Travis, because this is going to be the matchup, and it could, you know, could play a very, very important role. We know Travis Kelce is going to get his targets. Gronk doesn't get as many targets as he once did in New England, but when you least expect it, he can break the game open.
No, 100%. You know, Gronk is all like growing up. Or especially like high school, college, all you saw was Gronk playing at the highest level, you know, in playoffs and Super Bowls. You know, and now Travis Kelce has been doing that probably the last 4 years, always playing at a high level in playoffs and now the Super Bowls. And, you know, I think what they both do well is they both play at an incredibly high level consistently throughout the entire game. And whether Gronk's getting zero targets, he's still making a huge impact in the run game and they still have to account for him in the pass game. And Travis Kelce is just always open. And, you know, whether that's his route running ability or, you know, his teammates opening up holes for him in zones, the guys, he always finds a way to get open and Mahomes always finds a way to get him the ball. So they're both just playing at an incredibly high level. And I agree with you. I think it's going to come down to which one of those two guys makes the most plays. That's, you know, going to give the team an advantage because I think both offenses are pretty high powered and I think they're both going to put up a lot of points. Mm.
So George, as you reflect back, had a year to think about it, digest it, what happened in the fourth quarter of last year's Super Bowl? You guys are up 20-10, really mid fourth quarter. And then what's the flashpoint? Where did it start to go wrong for you?
I mean, looking back on it, watching the tape, you know, I think everyone usually points the finger at like the 3rd and 15 that they completed.
Yeah.
But really, I think it was like the following series, we went 3 and out. And I think that's kind of when our whole sideline was like, all right, well, they're probably going to score here because they're rolling right now. It's a big momentum swing. And if our defense doesn't get a stop here off, it's going to have to perform. But I think that's kind of where you kind of felt it. I mean, I was incredibly confident the entire game going into the game. I was confident, but momentum's a hell of a thing. And when you got that, kind of everything, the ball falls your way, everything goes your way. And definitely going 3 and out after they score a touchdown, you can't really do that and expect to win a Super Bowl.
I remember that pass interference that they called. I think it was in the first half of the ball game that really turned the momentum because you picked up 20, 30 yards on that play and they call you for PI. Do you think it was PI?
It is what it is. It was called. I mean, I got to live with it. I think I've seen push offs that haven't been called that are a lot worse than that. And I've seen, you know, a lot less that was called. So it is what it is. And just something I got to live with. And, but yeah, it is what it is.
How much do you think about the Super Bowl loss? How much is that fuel for George Kittle to come back to be even better than what he was the previous years? How do you guys get back to that point and not only get back, win it?
I mean, it is motivation to an extent. You know, it's not something that I think about every single day because I think if I still thought about it every single day, that'd be kind of unhealthy. But definitely it is a motivation because, you know, as a kid, all you want to do is play at the highest level. You want to win the Super Bowl and be able to play on it. You know, I was thankful for that opportunity and I cherish the opportunity, but yeah, I mean, damn straight, I want to get back and I want to win that game. And I think a lot of the guys that are on the team that played in that game will definitely still use it as motivation. But, I think at the end of the day, what the Niners have to do is we got to stay healthy. Honestly, I mean, we had I think 15 plus guys in IR, and you can't really expect to win games when half your starters aren't playing. And, you know, we talked about, you know, best ability is availability, and you know, we didn't have that this year for a lot of our guys. And so I think that's our biggest thing. If we can stay healthy, I'm very confident, you know, in our defense. I'm very confident in our offense. I'm very confident in our head coach and the way he calls plays and runs his team. So I think next year will be, you know, a lot different. I know we didn't exceed any expectations this year, but I'm just looking forward to being back, being able to play football again.
So, George, wrap this up for us. The guy who's sitting across from me right now used to play your position. I don't know if you're aware of that. Have you ever seen any old black and white footage of Shannon Sharp playing tight end?
I'm pretty sure all they have back then was photographs.
Steel shots.
No, are you kidding me? I mean, watching Shannon Sharp play tight end, it's awesome because, I mean, we still get film of him. Like, I still get that pulled up in some of my meetings sometimes. You know, just finding space, running through people and outrunning people. And it's just, you know, the competitive nature, you really see that just jump off the film, you know, and that's what I love with, you know, Coach Shannon. He always talks about, you know, his favorite thing is the silent tape. And when you watch Shannon Sharp's silent tape, you can tell, you can feel his energy coming off. And you know, that's an incredible thing to watch when you're a football player.
That's good, so answer.
Appreciate it, bro. Yeah.
Oh, love it. George, quickly before you go, who you got for the Super Bowl?
Who do I have for the Super Bowl? See, that this is like the hardest one I think ever, because the Chiefs are, I mean, they're an incredible football team. Their defense is, you know, their swagger right now that they're playing with, and their offensive weapons. But like, how do you go against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? Like, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just going to be an absolute shootout, but I it's hard for me to ever pick against Tom Brady.
Oh, I think Skip's going
to agree with
that.
I think it's going to be a shootout also.
All right, George, we so appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
No mercy.